The Man Who Escaped, Episode 25.
Inside the warehouse, Fletcher found Hooper's office. Looking in Hooper's desk, he found the secret documents he was looking for. Just at that moment, however, someone hit him on the head and knocked him out. When he woke up, he saw Marilyn tied to a chair, and he heard Hooper shouting at Kincaid. As soon as Hooper noticed that Fletcher's eyes were open, he pointed a gun at him.
Get him on that chair,
Hooper ordered. Two men immediately grabbed Fletcher. They put him in a chair and they tied his hands behind his back.
You'd never have bothered us again if I'd used this 4 years ago,
he said. He came closer to Fletcher and aimed the gun at his head.
We would never have become suspicious if you hadn't used Kincaid's car,
he said.
When we saw it parked down the street, we decided to wait and see what would happen. Then, after we got you, we went out and got your girlfriend.
He continued.
If you thought you could ruin my operation after all these years, you were wrong.
Fletcher knew he would never have made such a stupid mistake if he had not been so tired. He had not gotten much sleep for the past few days. He looked at Marilyn.
I'd never have gotten you into all this if I hadn't asked you for help,
he said to her. They were trapped. It seemed there was nothing he could do, and there was nobody who could help them. Suddenly, there was a terrific crash as three policemen broke down the side door of the warehouse. Hooper turned around, ready to shoot.
No, Hooper! Look over here!
A voice yelled from the other end of the warehouse. Suddenly, everybody froze. Nobody made a move. Then Rossi walked toward them, followed by Wilcox.
Take his gun, Wilcox,
Rossi said calmly.
I was only protecting my property,
Hooper answered.
This man broke into my warehouse. That woman helped him. Arrest them.
Rossi listened and smiled.
We've been here for nearly half an hour,
he said.
We've heard everything. Enough to put you and Kincaid in prison for a long, long time.
The policeman suddenly moved forward and seized Hooper, Kincaid, and the three other men. One of them untied Marilyn and Fletcher.
It's a lucky thing for you, Fletcher, that we got here when we did,
Rossi said.
How did you find us?
Fletcher asked.
You mean you didn't know I was coming?
Rossi joked. Fletcher went back to Hooper's office and got the documents.
Here's something I want you to see,
he said, handing them to Rossi.
What we know now proves you are innocent,
Rossi said.
I'm going to have to take you back to Leavenworth, but a special meeting of the Board of Pardons will be arranged.
Fletcher was silent.
What about Marilyn? I got her into all of this.
Everything's going to be all right,
Rossi answered.
Nobody can give you back the 4 years you spent in prison, but at least it's over now.
Fletcher breathed a deep sigh of relief.
It's true. It's really true,
he told himself.
I'm free again.